No, I mean, we're going to approach it the same way we always would in game three of the preseason. You know, some guys will get more time than others. You know, this will be the most extended, quote, the starters play, just to, you know, as we try to get ready for our season opener. My experience is nobody comes rescues you. You play with the guys you got, and, you know, that doesn't change moving forward. They don't cancel games. My feeling has been, you know, sometimes when you're drop back passing a lot, might be the biggest mismatch in football is the athleticism of D linemen to O linemen. I think the great equalizer is, you know, sometimes they're 320 and that guy they're running against is, 240. So is, that effect when linemen get to go forward and you get the positive matchup and not the negative one, not to say you do, you know, you run the ball every play or pass the ball every play, it does offset some of those mismatches. For sure. I mean, you look at it in everybody, veterans, or young players. I think, events plus your response equals the outcome. So if things happen, how you respond usually determines the outcome. So, the other team practices too. In boxing, they go in with the idea they're going to win. But, when they get hit in the mouth, is what? How do you respond? And it's a combative game, and, that's part of the training. It's an opportunity, and how you discover players. I mean, everybody starts in this league as a nobody, right? And, as you get your opportunity, and then you perform. And so, that's athletics, whether it's, NFL football or any other sport. It's a great opportunity. Sometimes, a door closes for somebody, it opens up another one for somebody else. I think that's probably why the league changed a little bit of their stance on when people are suspended, is that they're in the building, they're with you. They can be a factor on your football team, whether it's in meetings or they can't practice is all. But, we need all the help we can get in the coaching department. Well, I think it's a little bit unique when you're a new staff. Truth be told, I've only seen these guys play in two preseason games. I'm talking about feel the emotion, all right, feel the energy, see their eyes. Things are all important, when you sit in my seat. So I think it's real important to understand your football team. Everybody in the league has to cut down to 75 after this week, and then, following the final preseason game, cut down to 53. So, those are the guys that you're, going to the season with, and, I think it's important to choose wisely, and you're evaluating everything. I can't speak to what happened. I wouldn't even know. I don't know who we played the third preseason game a year ago. It doesn't leave a lasting impression when the games don't actually count. But they do count in the evaluation process, and instilling kind of what you want into your team and how they react, because they are games. That's kind of how I look at it.